It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Most Americans, I think, watched what happened with Hurricane Katrina and saw the levee systems fail and so forth and felt, well, that's kind of a unique problem that those folks down in New Orleans have had to cope with for a long time.
The author and security expert Stephen Flynn says the danger of a levee break may be closer than you think.
The reality is there are lots of places around the country that rely on flood control systems.
Flynn is the author of a book called The Edge of Disaster. He's been arguing this week that we could do more to prepare for terrorist attacks or natural catastrophes. He told us yesterday about vulnerable seaports, and today he says many areas are right on the edge of a flood.
And one of the most vulnerable ones, and one in the poorest condition, is actually just outside of Sacramento, California, the capital of California. There you have over 50 islands that are littered around an estuary, all which are protected by earthenworks, these levees, that basically keep spring waters that come down off the mountain ranges that surround it from flooding them out. But now, over a course of 100 years, most of these islands are actually 25 feet below the surrounding water around them.
Now, how'd that happen? Is it like New Orleans? The earth is actually sunk?
It actually has been sinking at a pace of about 3 inches a year. Essentially, the farmland, very fertile, in order to protect from the seasonal flooding, the folks 100 years ago built these earthenworks around them that at the time were 5 or 6 feet above the surrounding water. Every year that they tilled the soil, it dropped. And so now there are some places where you're 40 feet below the surrounding water. But here's a new development, Steve. This area was once all just about growing broccoli and pears and so forth, but now Sacramento's become one of the biggest growth areas in our country. And folks are packing up and moving essentially onto these floodplains where the only thing protecting their homes are these earthenworks that are falling apart.
Okay. What are these levees made of?
These levees are basically made of peat soil and sand. But here's the real stakes. It's not just that folks are living in floodplains relying on levees to essentially keep them dry. It is that it also sits on a fault line. And at about a 6.5 Richter scale earthquake, which is a major earthquake, but not the worst case scenario, what will happen is the ground will shake, and this peat soil in the sand foundations of these levees will essentially shake and liquefy, as it's called, and you'll have massive breaches of this levee system. Because so much of the area is essentially sitting in a bowl, the San Francisco Bay, which is salt water, will come into this area and salinate what is the water supply for two-thirds of the state of California. So not only is this water that's moving around the levees providing irrigation for the surrounding fields and communities, but in California, it provides about one-third of all the water for Los Angeles County, all the water for San Francisco Bay, and provides all the irrigation water for the Central Valley. You basically have to shut down the fresh water supply for the seventh largest economy in the world, which is what California is. Now, to California's credit and to the governor's credit, Governor Schwarzenegger's credit, they passed a bond here just past November to begin the effort of trying to fix the levees. But the problem is nobody has a plan for dealing with this earthquake scenario, which almost certainly will happen in the next 50 years.
Wait a minute. You're saying that they are spending a lot of money to repair the levees, but they're still levees made of peat soil and sand, which would still come apart in some places in the event of a significant earthquake.
That's exactly right. What they can do is fix the levees so that it can deal with the seasonal flooding problem. They're not fixing it to deal with the earthquake scenario.
Don't California officials understand what you're saying and try to respond to it? They certainly have made earthquake preparations elsewhere.
There is little question that the documentation is out there, the studies have been done, hearings have been held, and very little has been done to address this. I think this is what's unique about where we are today, Steve, with a lot of these challenges. You know, every generation of Americans have had to live with the risks that Mother Nature presents, or just the challenges of occupying this North American continent. And when they had disasters, like 100 years ago, the earthquake in San Francisco, or the Great Fire of Chicago, they learned from those lessons and did things differently afterwards. You know, new building codes were put in place. And yet what seems unique about the era we're living in is that when we have a disaster like Katrina, we go back to sort of business as usual. We let people build just where they were building before. We pretend that this was just something that is a rare event instead of an almost certain event over a period of time.
Stephen Flynn is author of The Edge of Disaster. There's an excerpt at NPR.org. And tomorrow he will talk to us from one of the many hospitals that will be put under stress after a disaster.